It's the In Case You Missed It podcast here on Kiss Country 99.9, brought to us by Xfinity.
Kiss Country 99.9. Good morning. Good morning. We are TC and Dina B backstage with Mr. WrestleMania himself. I mean, it's WrestleMania weekend.
It is.
So, Russell Dickerson, of course, thank you for joining us, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time.
First question I have for you is your thoughts on arranged marriages because of this social media video that has gone viral of your son holding the hand of Thomas Rhett's daughter.
He has to marry her.
Okay, good to know.
It's arranged.
Okay,
This marriage arranged.
Okay, I think it's because he has boys. If you had girls, I think you'd be like, oh, we're not going to talk about marriage just yet.
Yeah, mainly because that means Thomas Rhett's paying for the wedding.
That's what I was going to get to.
And it's going
to
be lit.
Okay.
It's going to be lit.
Here we go. Give it about 19, 20 years. There we go, everybody.
He's like longer than that, hopefully.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, whatever.
But speaking of girls and babies and whatnot, God gave me a girl. Great one from you, obviously. All of them have been like stellar, out the park, knocked it out of there. But what's next? We want to know. Do you have any intel for us?
We just dropped a little teaser online on the gram and the talks and the books and all those.
Okay.
It's called Good Day to Have a Great Day.
Good day.
And it's coming out May 3rd. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I just did. So who cares?
And we love it.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we love
you for that. Kiss Country.
Late breaking news.
But yeah, so May 3rd coming out. And then that's the first of many songs this year.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're just going to drop them.
So awesome. A lot of people come and they sit down and they've got outfits that they've chosen for a while and things like that. But dude, your NASCAR fit right now with the old school Jimmy Johnson is crazy.
Yeah.
You've always got some kind of crazy
swag
you've got going on for you, man. Are you styling yourself these days? Do you have someone finding this? You going thrifting? How you doing this?
I mean, I feel like it's a combination of it all, you know? Like, I have like a creative person who basically... So it used to be my wife.
Okay.
Right. So my wife was the one who was like, you should wear this. You should do this. We should shoot this music video. You know what I mean? Like, overall brand creative. And so now we have a person who does that, and she's like, yo, here's 20 vintage tees, cut the sleeves off. And I'm
okay.
Like, perfect. Easy.
You don't, like, have to tell me twice.
I don't have time to think about that anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, life is so crazy, so it's awesome to have somebody who's just like, boom, try this, do this. And like, I feel like I'm fairly fashion sensitive, whatever the word is. And I'm like, nope, don't like that. I do like this. Let's do that. And it's just like, it's just easy.
Yeah. No, you always look cool. You have that, like I said, swag, 100%.
Swag.
And, you know, children really dig you, too. So just locally, I don't know if you saw this or not. There's an elementary school in our parts of, like, west of here. Mm-hmm. It's in Weston, and it's Indian Trace Elementary School. They did this whole song, and, like, they learned their eights.
Dude.
To your song.
I saw this.
Okay.
And I was like, we were going to go surprise them at the classroom. They were like, do you think Russell will show up? And I was like, absolutely. We have to. It's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And it's a Saturday.
I know.
Like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we're going to do it. And then we're going to have to shoot
a video for those kids so they can see you.
Absolutely.
Because that is super cool. Yeah. I mean, that's not happening anywhere, man.
Yeah. Mrs. Martin. Shout out to Mrs. Martin.
Yeah.
Because
I gave her tickets.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah. I gave her Tortuga tickets.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. Sweet. Yeah. When I saw that, they were blowing us up. They were tagging us and everything. I was like, oh my gosh, Russell needs to see this because you're such like a nice
so cute.
Dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's awesome. But yeah, we'll do like a little video for them for sure.
Dude, speaking of kids liking my music. Kids.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy and his wife.
Yeah.
Hung out with them last night.
Okay.
Okay.
24 years old. 24.
Uh-huh.
And played a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were just talking about that. And like, they were there. They liked the music and everything. I was like, dude, 24 year olds. That's like... That's the demo, bro.
That's the demo. You got the vibe. You're bringing the Puka Beats back, too. Dude.
Like, 16-year-olds, not really. Like, they're still in their parents' basements.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 24-year-olds are out there.
Some 24-year-olds are out, too, these days.
Yeah. You're right. Shout out to all the 24-year-olds. I was. I can't lie.
All right. Well, we are backstage. Let's get to that other video, too. So we're going to cut this up to Kiss Country 99.9 with Russell Dickerson back here at Tortuga Music Festival.
Awesome.